It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Today marks the start of the Americans for the Arts annual convention taking place in Pittsburgh this weekend. Over the next 3 days, arts and community leaders from around the country are gathering around town to strategize about how to better communicate the impact the arts make in U.S. cities. Joining me in Studio A to talk about the convention and how Pittsburgh's strategy in this area has become the benchmark for others is Robert Lynch, President and CEO of Americans for the Arts. Robert Lynch, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Great to be here.
How has Pittsburgh become the benchmark for states and municipalities in terms of investment in the arts and culture as a strategy for economic development?
Well, one of the things that always struck me about Pittsburgh was the vibrant cultural life, even going all the way back to when I first came here, which was in the late 70s. There was the Three Rivers Arts Festival, and that in and of itself was exciting. The work I was doing at that time up in Massachusetts was about arts festivals as an economic driver or as a community change agent. The arts, as part of those arts festivals, rippled on after the festival was gone, and came here all those years ago for a national festivals conference because Pittsburgh even then was seen as a leader and a place where, you know, where ideas were being hatched. What I've seen since then and why we're here now with Americans for the Arts, 1,000 arts organizations, arts councils from all across the country, is the downtown revitalization that you can see just by walking through the streets and seeing the different arts facilities that have been built and people coming to those arts facilities, the economic impact and jobs that is a result of arts activity, whether it is these new facilities or festivals or all of the cottage industry arts that are here in this town, and the idea of neighborhoods and neighborhood revitalization through the arts. We have these folks coming in from across the country are going to be going out on trips. They're not just staying in the conference hall. They're headed out in 20 or so different trips out to the different neighborhoods to see how art is revitalizing in a different way or acting in a different way in each of these wonderful parts of Pittsburgh. So it's exciting, and that's why we're here.
Which parts are of the city, which neighborhoods are they going to go to, and what are they going to see?
Well, what'll happen is that you know, the different parts of the city, both on, you know, around the Three Rivers Arts Festival or the neighborhood that we're here in right now with the studio, with the
here
the
on, radio the, south side,
on
yep.
the south side, in these different communities, there are art studios, there are arts facilities like the Craft Center, there are museums, there are performing arts venues, and in each one of these different neighborhoods, that combined with some food, with some local residents, some art studios, artist studios themselves. So a package is put together in each one of these places where our members will come and get to see one area that may be much more visual oriented, like that craft facility, or another area that might be much more performance related. And they get to see how the different parts of the neighborhoods, different ethnicities in these neighborhoods are celebrating their own lives through the arts, and then they take these ideas back to their cities across the country and learn.
So it must have seemed like a natural thing to you to bring the Americans for the Arts annual convention to the Steel City.
It was natural, and it also goes through a process of selection where we work with organizations and other parts of the city community, foundations and supporters, and so here in this city, the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council, Mitch Swain, absolutely terrific in helping us understand how we could have a supported event, but a really fun event that people would want to come to. Of course, for us, what's important is that people from all around the country are able to get into a community easily, which the transportation, et cetera, here really, really works, that when they come, they have a very good experience, not only artistically, but from the point of view of easy accommodations and so on. Every piece of that was a home run as far as Pittsburgh was concerned, so it made it an easy choice for us to come here.
The tradition of strategic investment in the arts in Pittsburgh apparently goes back a long way. What can you tell us about the history of Pittsburgh and the arts?
Actually, I'm not an expert on Pittsburgh and the arts, so I'm actually coming here to learn more about Pittsburgh and the arts. But what I've seen Pittsburgh do is take resources, public and private resources. So public-private partnership is a really key part of what stimulates investment around the country, and invest in engines of growth like the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council that then help through training and through planning other parts of the city become more vibrant. So public art programs, for example, would be one thing. New facilities, museums, theaters, places where people can actually go, a second thing. Investment in the idea of a marketplace, like some place where artists, as they create work, will be able to sell that work or market that work. So those are the things that we were looking for that Pittsburgh had done. Now we're here to see more specifically, with a lot of panels and great resources from the city, exactly who's doing it and how they do it. And then stories from people in other parts of the country will be shared. So, I was just at the hotel and bumped into people from in my 5 minutes in the hotel before I came here. I bumped into people from Wyoming, from Nevada, from Utah, from Virginia, and they're all here bringing similar stories, but also here to learn and see what Pittsburgh does.
We're talking with Robert Lynch. He's president and CEO of Americans for the Arts here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Talk about how strategic investment in the arts is paying off in different places around the country and what cities are learning from each other.
Sure. I have just come over the last 4 days from being in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in Santa Fe, and in Las Vegas. And I was doing different things in each of those cities. I have the wonderful opportunity to go to a different city every week and talk to people, give a talk in some way. And so in Albuquerque, for example, I was there to do a co-presentation with Robert Redford. The two of us were talking about social change through the arts at a festival called the Albuquerque Media and Arts Festival. And the whole point of that festival is to focus on tourism and to attract people to a community that once was a tourist center, Route 66 right through it, and fell off in recent years. But they're using the arts as a way to bring people back. When I went up to Santa Fe, I was talking to a group there called Creative Santa Fe. They have a great arts resource there. They want to figure out a way for all of the arts organizations to work more cohesively so that they can advance in the city itself, advance the arts in the city itself, but also together attract people from the outside. And in Las Vegas, I was there for the United States Travel and Tourism Advisory Board. I'm on that board. It reports to the Department of Commerce, to the Secretary of Commerce. And the idea there is for me as the cultural representative, to make sure that airlines and hotel chains and different parts of the infrastructure understand that why people come to communities from all across the world is in large part because of the cultural content that's in those communities. The data shows that people want an authentic, unique experience in an out-of-the-way place that is not necessarily New York City or Los Angeles. And so this is where the arts come in, providing that kind of authentic, unique experience. So those are some examples of how communities are looking at community development. Others are taking the arts as a way, Washington, D.C. is a great example, to revitalize communities that have been in poverty or in trouble one way or another, and using the arts as a way to bring some excitement, some attractiveness back to that community. And then what happens is that there's renovation, there's housing, and we see that story all across the country.
In addition to having some of the people attending the convention fan out into different neighborhoods in the city of Pittsburgh, what else is on the agenda this weekend?
Well, interestingly, we have in the convention center, we have three big plenary sessions and then some 50 different workshops and training programs and idea generation programs for people. So on the three big ones, the closing speech actually relates to our conversation here. We've got Gary Nell, the CEO of NPR, and Paula Kerger, the CEO of PBS, coming together, where I will interview them and we'll talk about how the public media areas can relate better and more strongly with the cultural parts of community, and what kinds of partnerships could we cook up together to do more. So that's one thing. We kick off the convention with a wonderful talk by, now this doesn't sound exciting, but it's really exciting, a demographer named Manuel Pastor, who's going to talk about the changing face of America, the massive change in the diversity of our nation, and what it's going to look like in a year, in 5 years, in 40 years. And if any industry doesn't pay attention to that, that industry is going to have big problems. But we've added to that Jim Messina, who was the strategist for the Obama campaign that took a look at that data and then marketed well and helped get President Obama elected. And we want to take what Messina knows and what Manuel Pastor knows and put it into a context so that arts organizations can learn from that and do a better job of reaching out to new markets. We think that that's not only good for the community, it's also good economically. So those are two things. And then in addition, we have at this particular conference, besides the three-day conference itself, we've created three pre-conferences. So one is on cultural districts. You have a great example of a cultural district here, and both a physical one that was worked on and organic ones in communities. And so we have people from all across the country coming into that pre-conference to share stories about this phenomenon of cultural district massing that is a way to advance support for the arts. We have another one on public art, and then probably the most important one, we have one on emerging leaders. So the young people who we are who are going to be the leaders of the future. We have an Emerging Leaders Council and component of Americans for the Arts, and these folks are eager and excited, and they're coming in for 2 days of their own work before we do the conference.
Our guest has been Robert Lynch. He's president and CEO of Americans for the Arts. The annual Americans for the Arts Convention is taking place in Pittsburgh this weekend. Robert Lynch, thank you so much for stopping by Studio A to talk with us here on Essential Pittsburgh today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up, we'll hear about a model for hardware startups in Pittsburgh called Soul Power, and also NPR President Gary Nell joins us on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.